Lots of people, even if they're not on Twitter, are using social media. Twitter can be a really good way to connect with the media, first of all. By now, probably media in most every communities have a, most every community has a Twitter account. So it's a good way to connect with that. It's a good way to manage emergencies. We've been looking at the Boulder fire situation for the last few days, and we noticed that even apart from the fire doing damage to the phone lines and knocking 911 out of service, there were people on Twitter who were tweeting locations and rescue stations and offers of assistance. And you know, and I believe at one point that the sheriff in that location wanted, and I wasn't following it at this point. This is something that my partner Laura Madison told me, that that he was calling for more emergency responders to be using Twitter and interacting with citizens who were putting out requests for assistance and answers. So there's really a wide variety of uses that Twitter has for more.
And so the Canadian Association of Police on Social Media does what? Helps people learn how to use these tools effectively?
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much. Where we just got started this past summer, and the reason that they have a U.S. chair, incidentally, is because they're looking at the cross-border interoperability aspects, and they, you know, they felt it was important to have a North American presence as opposed to a strictly Canadian presence. They were working on resources. The report is just one of those resources that gives an empirical, not just an anecdotal look at, you know, oh, you know, this is how this police department is using Twitter, but don't do what they're doing, kind of thing. We really wanted to take an objective look at Twitter use, and then use that to inform not just how agencies are using Twitter, but also how they're interacting in general on Facebook, for instance, or not just a police department, but for instance, a task force that's involved with, say, internet crimes against children might want to be on there tweeting about what they're doing, independently of what their member of law enforcement agencies are doing. So, you know, again, we wanted to look at the variety of ways that police are using social media, how they could be using social media, and sort of get them thinking more creatively about the wide range of ways that they can communicate with their audiences.
And the some of the statistics you have in this report of the a little bit almost 1,100 police accounts currently in existence, most of those, three quarters or about 800 belong to police officers or agencies in the U.S. So a lot of U.S. presence. Is there any other, when you were pulling all these items together, anything else that surprised you as you did this? I mean, just the number itself, the almost 1,100, kind of surprised me, frankly.
Well, the interesting thing about that was the number of accounts that we classified as having sparse activity. That's the number of departments that really don't tweet a lot at all. And what I noticed personally when I was going through the accounts that I handled was the number of agencies that had started within the last 18 months or so and then just not gone back to it. And I think there's multiple reasons for that. First of all, I think, and what I've been hearing a lot from agencies that I've talked to is the lack of resources. They're either laying officers off or they're taking them off desk jobs and putting them back on the streets. Or so it's really tricky for them to get on Twitter, especially when they haven't had a great strategy to begin with, when they're not really sure what they're doing on there. They just thought they would kind of go on and try it out. And I think there was some of that going on. So when you're not sure what it's how it's impacting your community, and you don't have a firm strategy of where how to go forward, then it's going to be a lot harder to justify going back to it. So I think out of all of those agencies, the numbers that either gave it up or they're just not doing it with it, much with it currently, I think was the most striking thing about the number of U.S.
And so as you come across those folks, and I'm sure you get folks who come to you and say, okay, I'm not getting much out of this. How do I... how do I use this effectively? You tell them what?
Figure out what the problems are that you want to solve with communications. Number one, you might want to consider what your community demographics, who exactly is on Twitter, which can be a little bit difficult. There are tools out there like Twello.com. You can run a search on people who are in your particular location. So that's a good place to start. You know, just finding out what the demographic is that's using Twitter. After that, figure out what you want to do once you're there. If there's for instance, Sergeant Tim Burrows, who is another one of our cast and founders in Toronto, started his account pretty much around the same time that I started mine. And his reason was that he wanted to reach out better to the media in Toronto to talk about traffic safety. He's been doing that very, very successfully now. So he had a plan when he went out there, and he's on Facebook, he's got a blog, you know, he's got other social media accounts that he ties in with Twitter. He talks to the community, he answers replies from people who talk to him, he follows people back. So he's a really good example of how to get started on Twitter with a particular problem that you have in mind. Another example I can think of is the Sacramento Valley High Tech Crimes Task Force. I worked with them for years on trade articles for Law Enforcement Trade Magazine with various of their detectives. I've interviewed them. And they're another example. They wanted to talk about cyber crimes to their community out in Sacramento Valley. And they're doing a really, really good job on both Twitter and Facebook.